pattern. And you say, well, hold, that's not the whole Bible. I know, but you're not reading anywhere right now. And you need a plan. That's a simple plan. And you can follow that. And once you get into God's Word on a daily basis, it begins to feed and nourish you and direct you. And you start to hear things from God that you never heard before. And you think, I didn't know God was speaking. He's been speaking all along. He's wondering, are you listening? And the Word of God, the Word of God, let the message of Christ, how can we let the message of Christ saturate us when these are only open on Sunday morning? Our Bible apps are only open on Sunday morning. Our Bible, whatever it is you use. This isn't just, God didn't give us this information just so you could be good at Trivial Pursuit and answering questions about who is the King Hezekiah and blah, 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 blah. It's not just information. The Word of God was given to us for transformation. God wants to transform our lives. And so what Paul is telling the church, he's saying, if you're part of the body of Christ, then let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. Saturate yourself in the message of Christ. And then it says, as you teach and admonish. Oh, wait. Yes. If you and I are saturating ourselves in the message of Christ, guess what? We now have a responsibility, and I would say a privilege, to be a part of those who teach and correct other people who are wrong about their faith. Now, there are right ways to do that, and there are wrong ways to do that. We get that. I'm not going to go into the depth of that, but the reality is there's a way in which we can teach the truths about God. We were doing that this morning as we sang songs. Some of you don't like to sing. Some of you are like, you know what? I'm not showing up until the guy starts to speak because I don't even know why we sing. Think about it. Where else? I have a hard time with that ELSE. But where else on the planet do people gather together and sing together? I mean, I told my dad the other day, you know, I love, the only reason why I like going to a live baseball game is because of the seventh inning stretch. Take me out to the ball. That's the only place I can think of on this planet that we all come together and say, hey, let's sing this song. Why is it that the body of Christ, and this happens all over the planet, all over Christian County, all over Montgomery County, Christ followers gathered together this morning and they sing praises. This is what Paul's talking about. You and I can teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Oh yeah, but Pastor Ken, I don't sing. Let me ask you a question. You got kids. Yes, most of you have children now. Don't answer these questions out loud. Just track with me because your kids are with you, okay? Okay. Have you got that kid that can't sing, but they sing anyway? Let me ask you a question. As mom and dad, do you love to hear their voice? The answer is yes. Why? Because they can sing? Because they're going to be on America's Got Talent next weekend? No, because they are your child. Guess what? I don't know if Paul and Silas could carry a note in a bucket, but they were singing praises to God. I love the interpretation that, you know, God's footstool is what? The earth. Come on, say with me. You with me? God's footstool is the earth. So God listened to Paul and Silas singing this song, and God got into it a little bit, and he started to tap his foot. And that's where the earthquake came from. You haven't heard that before? Come on. I thought everybody knew that. Yeah. So Paul and Silas are singing. They're getting a groove going, a rhythm going, and God says, hey, listen to that song. That's good. Taps his foot, and bam, prison doors break open. God loves to hear your voice. Why? Because he's your father. He loves you. He cares about you. You say, hold on, wait, I don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. So maybe he does. Yes, he shaped you. He formed you. He loves you. And he wants you to receive Christ as your Savior. He wants you to come into the family. We're a wide open book. We want you to understand this. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this planet. He lived a perfect life. He was killed on the cross, and he died to take the punishment for your sins and for my sin, past, present, and future. And because of what he did, we have peace with God. Because he surrendered his life on the cross, he allows us to have a relationship with God the Father. And God the Father loves you because that's what God does. That's what God does. I love this passage. He says, sing it with gratitude in your hearts. Now, it's amazing. With all wisdom, the message of Christ is going to give us. If we're saturating our lives with the message of Christ, we're going to have incredible wisdom. It's amazing how smart you will get, how much smarter you will be, how much more wise you will become if you just saturate your heart in God's Word. That book of Proverbs, it's full of good wisdom. Incredible, true wisdom. God's word is filled with a message for you and I. And it's alive, it's breathing. Paul talks about the fact that Scripture, this word, you know, you can get the book of Mark Twain's, you know, all of his stuff, you know, you can read that, and it stays the same. But when I read God's word, there are times when I'll mark it up and I read it 3 years later and I'm saying, where did I get that thought? Well, it's because of what was going on in my life at the time. God speaks to us through his word. And folks, I can't emphasize this enough. If you want wisdom and strength and understanding of what God is wanting to do in your life, then saturate your life with the message of Christ. And God will give you wisdom and understanding. And then verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And whatever you do, everything that you do, Paul says, he's simply telling the body of Christ, listen, as the body of Christ belonging to each other and loving each other and building one another up, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And I have to admit, there are times when I just want to do it because I want to do it. And that's what Paul's saying. No, you can't. You're part of the body of Christ. You belong together as the body of Christ. You represent the power of Christ on this planet, in this particular place. And God is saying to you and inviting you to be a part of what he is accomplishing. And so when I hear this passage, when I read this and I understand this, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. You bring glory to God. You want to honor God with everything that you're doing. And that means the way I talk, the way I interact with folks, the way I connect with people, the way I drive. Oh my goodness, man, now I've gone from preaching to meddling, okay? Yeah, the way I drive, okay. You got this. God is calling us. Why? Because the witness of Christ is with you. The presence of Christ is with you. And people are reading you and I, trying to understand, is there truth to the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is Jesus really alive? And the best way he can see that is through transformation. Lives that have been transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I can see. I once was this kind of guy. I had this kind of problems, but God changed me. God is transforming me. He's reshaping my heart. I used to think that I was always going to lose, and I've discovered that God has always blessed me, and he's blessing me now. I used to think that this world, it's the whole idea of how has my life been transformed by the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ? And that's what God's calling us to. Do you notice something in these three verses? All three of them point to this whole idea of thankfulness. In the first verse, he says, and be thankful. Verse 15. In verse 16, he says, with gratitude in your hearts. And then verse 17, he says, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I think one of the challenges that we're facing in our society today is that we're dealing with people who are entitled. You have to do this for me. There's an expectation that you have to do this for me. And before we point too many fingers, I think we have to look at our own life, look at the body of Christ. Because I think that people who are entitled are not grateful. And people who are grateful are not entitled. People who recognize when they wake up in the morning, that's a gift. You know, I don't know where you were this morning. I don't know where you woke up, but I bet you this. I know this. You woke up in one of the richest planets, richest countries in the world. You woke up in a situation that offers more promise than many other nations in the world. You woke up, more importantly, with breath. You're alive. At least I think most of you are. You're alive. And there's an opportunity today for things to change, to be different. There's the opportunity. There's still hope. I was telling the church a few weeks ago when we were at a business meeting, I said, recognize this. As a leader, you live in reality. This is the way things are. But we deal in hope. Why? Because we have hope because of Jesus Christ and what he did and what he is doing. We have hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. My hope is built on the Son of God who came and sacrificed his life for me. My hope is built on that. And the reality is if I wake up in the morning, God is giving me, he's presenting me with one more opportunity to lean in and work with him, to be a part of the kingdom of God, to be a part of what he wants to accomplish. As I look at this passage and I recognize that the whole idea is the idea of belonging to the body of Christ, it creates a sense of, okay, how can we belong to the body of Christ? What are some simple ways that we can simply step out in faith? Maybe one thing you can do in terms of letting is begin to pray. Text me with the word pray. We'll encourage each other to pray for the body of Christ, that God would be lifted up. Maybe another simple thing you can do is just say, you know what, I'm going to start reading the book of Proverbs. And I'm going to do it like Pastor Ken said. That'll be a start for me. Or maybe there's some other. You know, I'm going to start by reading the Gospel of Mark. Maybe there's someone else that you see. You just say, God, you know, God, I need to be in your word on a daily basis. Show me someone else who's already doing this. There's people in this room that are studying God's word on a daily basis, and they would love to sit down with you on a weekly basis and say, hey, here's something. Let's pray together about this. They would love to do that. How do we belong to a community? Maybe there's something as simple as this. I bet some of you are going to watch a football game this afternoon. What if you just turn to somebody that's here today and say, hey, I'm going to be watching the Miami Dolphins get whooped on by whoever they're getting whooped on. Or I'm sorry, that's the only one I could think of. I'm sorry, Chris. But you know, there are other Titans. I don't know who they're playing today, but it's an away game, so we can at least be in air conditioning while we watch it. But you say, you know, hey, come. We're just hanging out at the house. We're going to just watch a football game, and you get to know one another. There's something happens about, invite them to lunch. Invite them to share a meal. Invite them to be a part of your family. Invite them to be with you. That's what I think God is asking us to do as we want to belong to one another. God, I thank you that we can come before you this morning. I thank you, Father, for your grace and all these things. I pray, God, that you would draw us in as we lean into you. God, I'm asking you to build my life. We want to sing praises to you. We want to bring glory to you. But God, you're calling us to follow you fully and completely. So this morning as we sing this song, build my life. I ask, God, that we would be drawn to you and that we would begin to build our life on the foundation of Jesus Christ. In Christ's name I pray.